Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Just coming in with some scats.
Whatever. Some little scat, some little riffs.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yo.
You look at me.
I'm looking at you.
I'm tired.
You are?
I went to bed at 3 a.m. Hi, everybody. They're joining us now.
Hi, welcome to the podcast. First, literally the quickest we've ever introduced the podcast. This is the podcast. I'm Gabby. That's Zach. Why are you tired?
I am tired because, catch this, I stayed up to 3 a.m. last night for no goddamn reason.
I love being in bed and watching the time fly by.
I love being like, should I sleep? And then I go ahead and watch 9 more YouTube videos.
My favorite thing is to be like, I'm ready to go to sleep after I just check one email. Cut to 3 hours later, I'm Googling where Sandra Bullock is from. The kind of sort of stuff like that.
I just play the Wikipedia game with myself.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, yeah, where I just try to get to things like from Squirtle to Pokemon to Adolf Hitler.
And can you do it?
3 clicks. Okay, it's literally 3 clicks.
Really? What are the clicks?
Japan. Actually, 1 click. Oh, it's 1 click.
Oh, right away.
So I implore you guys to try to play that game with yourself.
You could do the podcast to Hitler.
We'd have to have a Wikipedia page. So, guys, please subscribe and share.
Oh, make some fans. Make a Wikipedia page. You know, I'm on Wikipedia.
You have a Wikipedia page?
I am on Wikipedia. No, my dad has one. And they have my name wrong. And I have requested to fix it because I'm a psychopath.
Yeah, of course.
I have requested to fix it countless times, and they will, and them and Google refuses to change my name. So when you click on his name connected to my name, it's a different person than who I actually am, an internet presence already.
That's so fucked
so
up.
So if you're trying to like get to my TikTok, let's say, from my dad, which obvious
Wikipedia. You
obvious Wikipedia,
that.
Wikipedia.
That's 2 clicks.
That's
yeah.
Two. That should be 2 clicks now. It goes... David Bryan, Gabrielle Luna Rashbaum.
Who the fuck? Literally, DM us.
That's never been my name. My name's Gabby Bryan.
Hard stop.
I've never been a Rashbaum. My dad changed that name because of anti-Semitism. Look it up. Hitler, bam, 1
Boom.
Click. One click.
Full circle.
Can't you edit Wikipedia pages?
Yeah. I try and it doesn't do it.
It doesn't do
stick?
It. Oh, I'm
it
sorry.
Wow, this reminds me.
I think
me.
They could sense it's me.
This is anti-Semitism.
And trying to connect my TikTok.
You're trying to make the link your TikTok.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's really, I feel what you, because I was going through that with MySpace.
Anti-Semitism?
I was going through anti-Semitism. Well, I was just imagining it. And I was
yeah,
getting freaked out.
It seemed scary. I was getting freaked out. Ew, it must be so awkward.
No, I was trying to delete my MySpace because for so many years,
oh my God,
MySpace,
MySpace
has just been locked and loaded, sort of like on every internet platform, any tablet, you can find my goddamn...
Literally pick up an iPad, that Zach's MySpace is up.
It's really fucked up, and I've been trying for years to message MySpace support. But no one's worked there in years, okay? I am like hitting a wall with those emails.
Yeah.
It recently got deleted.
It did?
Well, I think they did a big delete because they were like,
oh,
nobody
good.
Wants this shit anymore. So
I wish they kept mine. Mine was pretty fucking cool. Mine, I had like sparkles coming down. You know, mine was cool.
Mine was really cool too. I still, it's funny when I looked, I'd be like, wow, those are my top 8. And those were all fake friends. Okay.
Fake news, fake friends.
Fake news. They were fake friends. Okay.
I loved moving around that top 8 just so people knew where they stood.
They knew that no one's place was solidified.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that you can't do that to me now.
Oh, because okay? It would fuck with your head. If I had a top 8 and I moved Zach once. once, I would immediately get a bomb threat called to my house.
An evacuation alarm. Well, I feel like we all had that one person who it would never move.
Yeah.
Right? Our bestie. Yeah. Our best friend. Yeah, mine changed.
Oh my God, who was it?
I forget. I think it was this guy named Carl for a while.
Carl?
Carl.
He's Junior?
Carl's Jr.
I know the owner.
Then this guy, Eric, and then Brendan.
I've never heard you say these names.
Well, they were like, you know, there's a Zach you don't know. Okay.
Straight Zach. The lore of straight Zach was like a completely different human being.
That's like the chupacabra in the podcast world. It's like, it's a cryptoid. That's cryptozoology. Okay. It's me when I was
literally the New Jersey Devil.
That's Mothman or whatever the fuck that is.
Not Mothman.
What are some other crazy cryptozoologies that you know?
Oh, I'm the Loch Ness Monster. Famous. You named my daughter after the Loch Ness Monster? Name the quote. Name the quote. Name the movie.
Name the quote. I'm pointing at Lizzie.
Oh, I know what it is.
Which movie?
Which one?
It's a Breaking Dawn Part 2.
Hell whoa, yeah. Whoo, whoo. When she wakes up when she sexy.
Wakes up.
Okay.
Nessie?
Nessie.
My favorite part of that entire franchise of Twilight. What is it called? Like the Twilight Saga?
Yeah. That's exactly what it's called.
If it was like Game of Thrones where it's not. It's called The Song of Ice and Fire.
Game of Thrones semicolon. The Song of Ice and Fire.
But so in the Twilight Saga,
semicolon? Get over yourself.
It's never been needed to be used.
What's the other one? Colon.
Like my asshole.
Like how shit gets out of my ass. Yeah. You're going to use a colon?
Yeah, talk about my asshole, guys. Fuck off.
Fuck off. Fuck you.
Literally, fuck you.
You're going to use a colon?
No, the Twilight Saga.
Zach and I were both we were all in a 9 a.m. meeting today, and that's normal for Lizzie to be up. She like reads the news at 7 a.m.
Crazy.
But for Zach and I to be on camera at 9 a.m. yucking it up.
It's like,
I feel it. It's 5. I feel it now. I feel it in like my skin, if that makes sense. Like, I am not well.
I'm not well. This is like when you wake up a newborn like too early, you know what I mean? And it's cranky all day. You take notes. Yeah, take notes,
take
Lizzie.
Take notes, Lizzie, when yours comes.
I didn't finish what I was saying.
Well, literally, what could you possibly have been saying?
My favorite thing about the Twilight Saga.
Oh.
My favorite thing about the Twilight
Saga.
When
she wakes up high.
Is when, when in that world, when you get consumed by vampirism, when it takes over your body,
yep.
It makes you hotter, stronger, faster, indestructible, and gives you eyeliner.
It does.
Every time.
It gives you, it takes out your buccal fat and replaces it with a cat eye.
It's, I want to be in that. I think that the Twilight story takes place in the La Podcast cinematic universe.
Yes.
Like, we have other shit going on, and that's just one thing.
Yeah.
Like, there's like gay ass sparkly vampires who go live in that little town.
And you wear designer clothes. Like, suddenly all vampires are in like Louis Vuitton.
Louis Vuitton.
Louis Vuitton.
Louis Donatella.
I remember Louis Donatella.
That is Looney. Donatella.
Look at Looney Donatella over there.
Sorry.
That is one of my favorite parts of the books. Hate to bring it back to the literature of the podcast.
No, bring it back to the source.
I'm bringing it back to the source. Mm. The footnotes is that when it talks about her transitioning, it's like they go on and on and on. And they're like, and her hair brown went a little bit darker brown. And you're ooh. Like, whoa.
Oh my God, as a girl, you're like, yo.
And then they talk about how, you know, she was like, first of all, I hope my pregnancy is that dramatic.
Yeah.
Where it's life or death. Literally, people are biting me in the stomach.
That, if your boyfriend, husband, Kyle, if he doesn't bite it out.
Okay? If he doesn't bite out your baby, he doesn't love
he's
you.
He's literally, he's going to faint. I know it.
He's going to faint right away.
Yeah. So y'all are going to have to bite. Somebody's going to have to bite.
Oh my God, we'll do it.
Yeah, I'll do it.
I'll do it.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. I want to do it.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Oh, you get to bite. But they're talking about how, you know. Oh,
we're scaring Lizzie. We're scaring
her. Lizzie's scared. You can't see your face, but you're scared.
Never have a meeting with us at 9 a.m.
Oh, ever again.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. Yeah.
I suggested the time. But so she
what
is
are we doing?
She is literally covered in blood. We're talking about Bella. We're talking about Bella Cullen at this point because she's married.
What was her maiden name? Swan.
Swan.
Bella Swan Cullen.
Bitch. Bella Swan. I almost said Bella Thorne. Completely different story.
I almost said Bella Rigsby. No one.
That's not a person. Okay, so she has just had a brutal, death-defying pregnancy. They bit the baby out of her stomach hot. They literally injected her in the heart with a bunch of venom.
Oh, yeah. Like, they didn't even do the bite method. They just went like Uma Thurman. Right into, yeah.
Exactly. She's a bloody fucking mess. She looks like shit.
She looks like shit.
She looks bad. Looks like shit. And they just kind of leave her for like a week on this table it literally lasts a week. It says that for her to just become a vampire, hopefully, because they don't even know if it's working because they injected it into her heart, which means she can't flail around and scream like a normal vampire would.
Oh, yeah.
So it's all in her head, which is so fucking
Bella.
Wow,
you really. Which is so Bella.
And then she does
nothing of action and just is a passive narrator where things happen to
her. Exactly, and gets hotter each day.
I love passive, going through your journey. People just do things to you and you just keep getting hotter.
Yeah, and
more
richer.
More desired.
But her stomach is cut the fuck open and then it goes, it's like talking about her hair is getting browner, her eyes are turning red, whatever. And then it goes, and then suddenly I look down and my stomach was completely flat.
Yay! Victory! Story over.
Story over. Happy ending. It's complete.
She got it, girls.
She did it, girls.
Forget about all that other stuff. Forget about
everything. Her stomach's completely
fine. She'll
be
fine. I like those fairy tales. Oh, she'll be fine. Yeah.
She'll be yay okay. So that was my favorite part of the book.
I love that. It's time to serve.
Go.
Got it. I am serving you. Here we go. I'm done fucking around now. Okay.
Finally.
Hell yeah. I am serving you a little tiny locket. Inside that little tiny locket is a little tiny wristwatch. Imagine that. Okay. Imagine that. You did not think that would be there.
No one thought
there would be an impossibly tiny watch. A little tiny watch.
A wristwatch
nonetheless.
Unnecessary.
Okay. You know, you have to get out your bifocals because it's so small. You look into it and it says it's a little wristwatch. Okay. And there's on the face of the clock of the wristwatch that's super tiny inside that locket that was given to you by your grandmother.
Ooh.
It has a little picture of your grandfather.
Wait, where are we? On the wristwatch?
On the face of the wristwatch that's super tiny inside of a locket that was given to you by your grandmother.
Okay.
And that's to say I'm serving you multitudes. I'm serving you...
Of history.
Generations of women. My grandmother, one generation.
Yeah, and your grandpa.
A guy.
Is alive.
Balloon Kingdom. I'm serving you Balloon Kingdom.
Oh,
I'm serving you a kingdom that is made of balloons. A world where everybody's a balloon.
Up.
Inside. No, because they're not people.
No.
No, fuck that.
No.
They're not that. It is a world where you are a balloon. You know, it's like a dimension where everything is a balloon. And it's
Bubble
different.
Boy?
It's like that. Everyone's like Bubble Boy. So a simple push is an act of war. In bubble world, okay? Because everyone's so fragile. And imagine the culture that develops.
Imagine that.
Imagine the culture that develops where simple a blow in the wind can mean life
or
death. And I'm serving you, when you go to Michael's with your mom.
Oh, fuck.
You know what I mean? And there is every size of styrofoam ball. There is every single size.
You've got sizes.
Head size, your own head.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It goes all the way to a fucking sweet pea. It gets that small.
Sweet pea.
There's also those green cubes that are not styrofoam, but kind of like that, you know, that like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? You're in there. That's where you can get your wood mixins or wood fixins, your fix of wood, you know, like the little things to make your little crafts.
What about the wood balls? You remember those?
Those wood balls will be forever in my heart.
Okay. Yeah.
And I'm just talking about those little miscellaneous puffballs. You know what I mean?
Some are sparkly, some aren't.
Some are sparkly, and some aren't. They've got little silver hair.
And you, and you find a sparkly one, and you're like, what the fuck?
To be honest.
What the fuck? We're all going to be okay.
We're going to be okay, guys. Mom, look, guys. Look. Life is right here.
It's all right here. Now. it's right now.
Life is right now. I liked the little orange ones.
Yes!
the matte orange ones.
Yeah.
And that is what I'm serving.
I'm serving you, just to immediately jump off of that. I'm serving you, yeah, you went to Michael's, I went to Joanne's Fabric,
The true gender spectrum.
That is the gender spectrum. Michael's to Joanne. There's only two genders, Michael's and Joanne.
Really gay or very fucking gay.
Yeah. Wow, it's simple as fucking that. I'm serving
It's always been that.
Those are the genders. You walking into Joanne's Fabric. You say hi to a 48-year-old woman named Lisa who walked in there when she was 16 and never left. She rules that store with an iron fist, okay?
Yes, yes, yes. I'm seeing a lot of other girls who are her adjacent who just didn't have the snuff to get to the top.
Exactly.
And she runs them like hens.
She runs them like hens. She has both chewing gum and a lollipop in her mouth. You know what I mean?
Power.
And she's always
power.
Like, come here, come here, come here, come here, come here. Get my culotta. It's in the back. I left my culotta in the back. Get my culotta.
That.
I'm serving you walking through the aisles. Velvet. Mm. Tulle. Silk. Cotton. Fresh linen. And you're just running your hands along there and you're going, being a girl is as simple as this.
It's as simple as that.
And you know, all of our moms sewed. We, in our generation, left that skill set behind.
I don't know what happened to that.
My mom can make like a ball gown. I can't even turn on a sewing machine.
My mom could functionally do anything. Like, craft-wise. Like, she can make a shirt. She can make a
Times Square Mickey Mouse.
My mom can make like a table arrangement, a flower bouquet. She did stained glass once. What are these like crazy skills?
Where'd you learn how to do that? Yeah. I did shrinky dinks this weekend, and I'm like, okay, I'm an artisan.
Blew our minds, guys. Really,
I was screaming.
Can we get a shrink? Do they have an Instagram? Can we DM them?
Oh, can we get a shrinky dink partnership, Lizzie? We meant to talk to you about that.
I will see.
Sorry
can
to bring it up on
that?
Air.
I'll look into the shrinky dinks PR.
Thank
Sorry
you.
To bring that up on air.
I have to put mine on a charm bracelet. Remind me to do that tonight.
Lizzie.
No, Lizzie. I am serving you the inner workings and drama in Joanne's Fabric. Mm. You know, for us, it's just a walk in the park. But you open the window of these women's lives. And you understand that this is war. Joanne's Fabric is a war zone. And if you don't come right, you don't come at all.
The untrained eye sees it as relaxing.
Yeah, okay. But if you look closely, there's a caste system.
There's a caste system. There's untouchables.
There's untouchables. And there's royalty.
And there's royalties. And there's every step in between.
It's clear as day.
Yeah,
if you have the eye for it.
If you have the eye.
I'm serving you. I went to the ballet last night.
Oh, my God.
I went to the ballet last night. I saw Swan Lake. First thought right off the bat, I have cuts. I have some ideas for some cuts. I know it's pretty locked in, but I think I could make some cuts if they're asking.
Are we doing another round of notes?
Yeah, we're doing another round of notes if I have anything to say about it.
Through 100 years.
I hadn't
years.
Seen it yet. Secondly, it is a story about Zach through and through. There's the first scene is called The Prince's Birthday Party.
That's the name of my life.
Literally, the Prince's Birthday Party is episode title.
Got it.
The prince like walks out of the door suddenly, you know, like the party's happening and the prince walks out of the door like, and then everyone applauds him and every girl I was with all turned into each other and we went, that's Zach. I'm serving you the pants that male ballet dancers wear that show their cock and balls so much.
Wait, what are they called? They're called something else. Ballerino? No.
Ballerino.
Don Juan?
That can't be that.
I'll Google it.
A male ballerina. A ballerino.
No, I don't think it's a ballerino.
Seems like an obvious.
Well, they don't have to go on their tippy toes to be considered art.
I know, and that's fucked up. That's fucked up.
Yeah, that's fucked up. But women just
What's
look
a
so
male
pretty.
Ballerina called?
It's a ballerino.
That's fucked up. No, then
it is as simple
lied.
As that.
Yeah.
Someone lied to me then.
I mean, look, this is a quick Google search, but ballerino keeps popping up.
It's like merman and mermaid. Hello?
Easy as pie. Oh, that you just clicked me in. I fully understand.
It's that.
I'm on board now.
The way that ballerinos... Wow, loved saying that. Loved every second of that coming out of my mouth.
Delicious.
That was a delicious. That was a Michelin star taste. Saying ballerino. Life is that sweet.
Guys, this episode, life's getting it good, okay?
Another episode title could be ballerina versus ballerino or male ballerina. No, it's too long. Okay. The ballerinos, they're not in a point shoe. At one point, they changed from the little stocking cock and ball pants into biker shorts.
Loving.
Which was just like thigh cock and balls.
Yeah, hot.
And they just, but they don't twirl on their toes, but they can jump so high.
Oh.
When the girls jump, you're like,
Get it up there.
Get it up. If the guys can do it, you could do it.
Oh my God.
And also there's something about a cup. Like I want to research the man who created a cup.
For dick and balls.
Because it makes their package look humongous.
I think, ding, 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 you got it. He's a guy's guy.
He's
I
a
love
guy's
the guy.
The okay, guy who did that
men
was like.
Men are huge fans of this guy.
Make okay. it a little bigger.
He's like, oh, you know, knows, who knows? What's
who
gonna...
knows?
Well, that's because so you're not distracted by the ballerino's actual dick and balls. You could just be like, all right, everyone's got a huge cock. We're done thinking about it. Because if you're left to your own devices, like I know I would be, and
yeah.
it was like at all visible, I would be ranking them cock size. Like I'd be like,
immediately. I mean, you're ranking their ass size, obviously.
But see.
Oh, I have an episode title.
You are all of them.
Cock and ballerino. Ballerino.
Didn't we try
cock
to maybe not name them a slur?
A cock?
Cock's a slur, but like.
You cock.
You're a cock.
So,
yeah, their asses were out of this world. Every character in that entire ballet was Zach, and I am including the swamp monster, the guy the wizard turns into, of course, all of the swans.
Of course.
Of course,
they're me every day.
Not a single swan is Zach, but the collective swan
like
is Zach.
Like if I was broken up into 100 pieces,
yeah.
they and would all like, be like... little ballerinas.
And it really, when you're watching a ballet, when you're all dressed up watching a ballet.
I saw your outfit. You looked amazing.
I looked amazing.
You looked really good, Gabby.
I was kind of going for Kendall Jenner's outfit that she wore to Courtney's wedding, La Dolce Vita.
But do you know who you looked like?
Who?
When I you looked like Gabby Bryan, my best friend, hottest girl in the world. You look good.
Print that hot off the presses.
Well, you just got a tattoo. Tattoo that little word on your ass.
Ballerino. And when you're in a fancy outfit and a heel and you're watching a ballet on, we were in a box at the Met, which sounds good, but it was actually kind of hard to see. Mm. But that's a besides the point. You really visualize what New York was when that was all there was to do. At a certain point, I go, this ballet is so long and I need a pasta dish.
Yeah, of course.
And I couldn't get it because it went on too long. I know. But then I was like, that's because... the people who were originally watching this ballet were just killing time. They didn't have cell phones. They didn't have televisions.
No, exactly.
Video games. They were like, this ballet better be long and kill our night. You know what I mean?
That's so true. And you know what? I think that's a grander lesson.
Yeah.
All everyone listening right now, more technology, it's not really going to make you happier.
you better watch a guy cock and balls jump so high and then kill himself because of a swan.
That is life while That's you life. Live it, baby. That's life while you live it. It's cock and balls. The one thing I will say about ballerinos is I never find them hot, really.
Really?
They were I think they hot. Have amazing asses, but there's something about them. They look like horses because they're so jacked.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Their skin, like they look like they're like a horse.
I was thinking that you could play, because they're all ripped up, that you could play a ballerino the whole time. I was like that, like.
Like if I, in a biopic?
Yeah. And they're showing off their legs so much, and you love to show off your legs, where I was like,
well, I have critically acclaimed legs.
I mean, imagine those legs on the Met.
Everybody can brag about one thing, okay? And I will brag about this. My face, body, my legs. No, I'm kidding. Just my legs.
And finally, I'm serving you.
Oh, yeah.
A black tie affair where someone's murdered. And the whole, but like no one really liked the person who got murdered. So like no one's really freaking out. But someone discovered the body and it's fresh.
It's a whole hullabaloo.
It's a fresh kill. And everyone's like, before we call the cops, just to like kill time, do you want to figure out who did it? And then it's kind of a real life, real action. They all go to jail. But they try to figure it out. And they're moving murder weapons. They're getting fingerprints everywhere.
Taking
it's a disaster.
Pictures with the body. Just putting the body in different positions. Be like, maybe he was here. Yeah, ew, now we all have blood on us. Ew. Like, you know, the cops like, can't figure it out. Because it's like
not on my Zara dress. Oh, and that's what I'm serving. So, that's Lizzie, amazing. We're done with that.
So, why don't you tell us, Lizzie, what the topics are for today's true episode? Because this is all the preamble. This is all
the introduction. This is the appetizer.
This is the podcast, by the way.
This is the podcast. And the meat and potatoes of this episode coming up is a little investigation. And the little investigation is, where have all the hunks gone?
Hunkgate.
So.
Where are they, guys? First off.
Where they be?
First off.
We've brought up this topic many times. We've hinted at it. We've said, where the fuck are all the hunks?
And I think what honestly is triggering this for me is.
This is triggering.
I'm triggered because we have mentioned this before, where all the hunks are.
Trigger warning.
This is more of a deep dive into the cultural consequences and how did we get here? Because I'm going to start crying. No, my voice cracked. This is really a love and love.
Start it over. Start the episode over.
This is a law investigation on the cultural consequences and severity of losing its hunkiest guys in society.
Bad things happen to good people. Animals and species go extinct. The ecology of the world changes. And slowly but surely, the planet is heating up to a point where we will all explode. And it all starts with the extinction of hunks. Lizzie, go.
Where are they? Hunkgate.
They're gone. So I think it would be helpful to know that we started this little investigation because the great question is, if Ryan Gosling was not cast as Ken in the Barbie movie, who would it be? And that's what made us realize.
And we had no one.
We had nobody who was younger, because that's the big criticism, is that
was the first crack.
A little bit. He's like older. Still hot, but older.
Yeah.
But we realize that there's nobody between I think it's 25 and 35.
There's no one.
There's no... Well, it's almost like this is a grand reckoning because we're being like, oh, all those Marvel stars, which was like basically...
The hunkazoids.
They were like the Mount Hunk Olympus of Hollywood, may I say.
Yes.
May I say.
You may.
Yeah. They were simply Zeus, Poseidon, Hades, the lot of them. Okay?
The works.
They were all hot. They were all up there doing their thing, but time has changed.
Time has passed.
And I think like
even.
It's a sobering thing for every millennial to realize that everyone we grew up with is now
a father.
A father aging out of the biz.
They're aging out of the biz.
The biz of being Hollywood's super hunk.
And now we have characters like Timothy Chalamet.
The depressive demon nightmare boy, which I really
Pete Davidson.
Depressive demon nightmare boy.
I think we're
Paul
we're,
Mescal. Depressive demon. Whoa.
We're in indie out. Darlings. Like indie darling vibe has become the new hunk. Like you have a little bit of darkness. You can cry. You know, you're a little bit different looking.
Men don't cry, to be clear.
I actually got into a huge conversation with like a bunch of girl comics last night when we're like, we like toxic guys. So guys, don't cry, okay?
That's every, that it doesn't need to be a girl comic. That's every girl conversation where we're like, uh-oh, I think we went too far, you know?
That's how every girl comes.
Do you know what I mean? We're like, oh.
How's work? It's good.
Punch me. Like something, anything. Pick up a hammer just to see what it does. You know? Like, it's, we're at a certain point where men are like, I know therapy speak. And we're like, hit me, hit me.
It's like four girls sit down at lunch. Okay. They're all in Manhattan. And the girls are like, so yeah, how are you? I'm a CEO. Yeah, me too. I own two non-for-profits. Yeah. They're just sitting there. And then a girl just throws a drink at another girl. And she just goes, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I think these, like, I hate to say this, pussy ass losers.
Oh, get their ass.
Are not cutting it anymore. I mean, Willy Wonka. Let's talk about that real quick.
They are pussy ass losers, and you said it, so I could say it. They are pussy ass. I'm sick of this sick boy stuff.
Yes, and I've dated all of them, and they cry so quick, and you're just sitting there checking your Gmail, being like, whenever you're done. Ding, 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 ding.
You want a himbo who does a craft, who does a trade, who will hang up a shelf. That is a good sign.
I want a union electrician who's so incredibly abusive. I'm kidding.
Redacted that last part.
Redacted.
Everything up until that.
Up until that.
A little gaslighty is a different. Okay, it's different.
Yes. Yeah. You know, my cousin, who lives in North Jersey, obviously, who is crazy in the best way.
Oh, yeah.
You know, she's Shout always out. Just like, ugh, ugh. Have you watched the news? And I'm like, no. And she's like, it's a disaster out there. Like that cousin, you know what I mean? She married a union sheetrocker who she went to high school with, if you could imagine that.
They
reconnected.
Dream.
And I actually caught him fingering her on our couch when we lived together. Now they're married with a child.
Shout out
to that beautiful little girl.
Oh my god, everyone has an origin story
and her started in Park Slope.
I just like was thinking, like, all of us probably started with like finger blasting.
I can't imagine the way I started. I can't imagine.
Oh my god.
But
my mom says she has no idea how she had me, because she could have sworn she was in a fight with my father.
Yeah, that sex happens like that sometimes. But my cousin married a union sheetrocker who, like, knows how to fix a car, fix a lawnmower. He's like re-insulating their barn that was in the house they bought. Like, he's like digging up and re-piping things. And then he also sits down and paints his little girl's fingernails. And he is really good.
That about, really got everyone
he
in
brings
America
his
who's
daughter,
listening.
Catch this. He brings his daughter to the skate park. That's their thing.
I'm going to shoot myself in the head.
I go, she nailed it.
See, that's it.
She nailed it.
And I don't think these Hollywood hunks can offer that.
Timothée Chalamet, no chance in fucking hell, can literally even change a light bulb.
There is no way you can convince me that Timothée Chalamet has ever seen gravel before. Okay.
That's so true.
There's never been a time. If you showed that to me, be like, what's... Not British. What's that? Like, I'm trying to
Ow, this hurts my feet. Yeah. Like, this he doesn't like, even know to like, wear shoes on gravel. Literally, it's ridiculous.
It's just like New York City's all broken up. Yeah, okay, you idiot.
You idiot. You're Timothy. You're an idiot. Do you remember going home when you're growing up and your dad was like always on a ladder? Like, that's what it should be like.
Mm. That is true. That is so gone. Yeah, ouch. Really got my ass there.
Your mom was on a ladder probably, crying, weeping.
Weeping, lamenting, maybe. Yeah. Lamenting to the moon or some shit like that.
Yeah, so what are we going to do? Go.
Do you have a list, a tentative list of the current hunks in Hollywood, and we could assess their hunkitude?
Yeah, yeah. So these are what I did a very comprehensive search. And so these are like the sort of newer generation of hunks that I could find. So first and foremost is my favorite, who I do think is a hunk and maybe our only one, Michael B. Jordan.
Michael B. Jordan is a bingo, ango,
he should have been
love
Ken.
Him.
He should have
been
a
great Ken.
Ryan is doing great, though.
Ryan is...
I think that Ryan... I think I was actually thinking about the Ken role. like, Ken is such an iconic character that you need someone who's, like, a full adult to pull it off.
Yeah.
Like, no 25-year-old is going
to
do it.
Well, he needs to be, like, a loser. And Ryan Gosling's really good at playing, like, a hot guy who's also, like, a loser. Do you know what I mean?
But I think Ryan Gosling, 10 years ago. Yeah, I can look it up.
I think she's 32.
She's in her early 30s, and Ryan is in his early 40s. Yeah. But Ryan Gosling, I think, could have been Ken 10 years ago as well.
Yeah.
Like, I think he's the right choice. But, like, I just wish that there was also other options.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because their age difference is so stark.
Well, you can't make fun of Michael B. Jordan. He's just too perfect.
He's really yeah. hot.
And that's not Ken's role.
Yeah, because yeah. Ken can't be, he has to be pathetic because that's his whole thing. Yeah. Like, the dynamic. It's like Kim Possible or Unstoppable.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, next on the list, Dev Patel.
Can I see a picture of him?
Show me a picture.
You know, he was the lead in Slumdog Millionaire ages ago. You know who
I'm
he
sorry.
Is.
I have to veto that one.
Really?
I need to see.
So hot.
I don't remember.
I need to see him now.
I don't remember because they were all children.
Yeah.
No.
That big movie of the big
this
all the
one?
Little kids.
Oh, he's so
hot. Okay. You both are
okay.
In
he aged into it. Prince Zuko from the live action.
Yeah. He's Prince Zuko.
Sorry, I went for the wrong reference.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's going to be Avatar for us.
Yeah.
He's so... Isn't he gay?
No.
Who
no
am
one
I
in
thinking
Hollywood
of?
Is gay.
No one... There are no gays in Hollywood.
Silly Gabby.
Oh, no I'm one. Thinking of...
you tell me.
You said it.
I'll get it.
We'll
later.
Get it.
It's coming to her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, who's next?
Zac Efron, but only if he didn't...
Do that.
Do
I think. Well, have
jaw.
We seen recent pictures? Maybe it's settled.
He was just photographed on a yacht.
I think it's getting worse.
Oh my God! Then I won't get those jaw fillers.
I know we've been talking about Zach getting jaw filler.
Should I get jaw fillers?
Yeah, but
vote
he's
below.
No. He went too far.
Vote below.
I support filler, but I just don't think it's going to give you what you want.
Because what I need to fix is inside.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, okay, takes one. No one. Jesus.
I can listen.
I've done the shadow work.
I've done the shadow work. I want big lips too.
My shadow is telling me to get
bigger
lips.
Bigger hips.
Well,
yeah, he's also becoming like almost a little too leathery in his body.
I kind of think he's hot now. I would have sex with him.
Well, yeah, that's
everyone
that's
would
not
have
the
sex
question
with
on
him.
The
not
table,
the question.
Zach. Of course, you would have sex.
What about
with
Henry
him?
Cavill? He's probably
old.
Henry Cavill's older.
How old is he? 42.
He's probably in his early 40s.
Fuck, that sucks because
so
he
hot.
Is simply the hottest human being that's ever
that's
been birthed.
That's the old. That's Marvel.
I would say that he is like
he's
right
40
on, the,
on
cusp.
The dot.
He's 40 on the dot.
So
Zach.
When we're saying a cutoff for Hollywood hunks is 40, I think Hollywood hunks can be 40. 40.
Yeah, but not what we're talking about, the younger generation of hunks versus the older generation.
There's no Chris Evans in his heyday. Went back in the Fantastic Four days.
Chris Evans is a like
old
OG
old
generation.
He invented.
So is Henry Cavill.
I think you're right. Henry Cavill is cusp.
He's cusp.
Because he's just a couple of years younger than most of our hunks, our older hunks.
And he kind of came into the zeitgeist a little later.
No, he was Superman.
I know, but that was later.
And he was The Witcher.
He's
no,
so
actually,
hot.
Oh my
the
god,
Witcher.
He's so
hot. He's so
my
hot
Instagram.
You know what he's the hottest in?
What?
He's the hottest in what's that old English show that he was on?
The
first?
Tudors.
No, fuck. He's hot. He's actually hottest in that like Greek mythology movie where he's like Perseus or something. It's like the first
Percy
thing he was
Jackson.
In. Wasn't Percy that? That was Harry Cowell.
Love Percy Jackson. Who's the lead of Percy Jackson is hot and Selena Gomez always
we
used to say she was.
We need a remake of that so bad.
Yeah.
When you and me.
Fuck.
Hear us?
The
are
Lotus
we too
Eaters?
Old? Are we too old?
Are we too old Hollywood to
be
play
Percy? High school? Fuck.
Who is that guy?
That guy is really hot. And
he
I
is
remember
really hot.
In
on.
Pop culture, Selena Gomez, within pop culture,
yeah,
of course. Selena Gomez on a show on like when she would go on late night, she would always say
late
that
night.
He was her celebrity crush.
Logan Lerman.
And Lerman. And I think he got mad at Selena for saying that.
Okay, then
because she stopped saying it.
Then he sucks.
Or they fucked and it was bad.
Okay, other hunks.
Other
hunks. Up and coming hunks. Robert Pattinson.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. No. Yes. No.
Yes. No. Yes. Right.
He's a
like,
dark.
He's a dark
boy.
Yeah.
How old is he now? Because he came on the scene at the same time as the Hollywood hunks, but he was younger, and he did come like 2009.
Harry Potter.
I would say his true debut was Twilight because he could have just been an extra in Harry Potter.
No, he was the really hot guy.
But if his career
guy.
Never took off after Harry Potter, he would be a nobody.
That's true. That's
he's
true.
37.
Oh my God! It's end. It's over
you.
For us guys. It's, oh my
telling
God!
You.
Life is not while you live it. It's getting older. Sucks. He's 37?
He's 37.
Gabby, Gabby's cold. Okay. Gabby's cold.
I'm cold. I need a blanket. I need a fire blanket.
Like a Chamba blanket.
Yeah.
Okay, okay. We have a few more. So, Liam Hemsworth.
No, fuck the Hemsworth family. I'm over them.
He heard
them.
Miley. He's out.
Okay.
The Hemsworths, guys, you've been like the hottest guys for 10 years. We're done.
Okay.
We're done.
Next up, controversial Harry Styles.
No.
I love.
Okay.
Definitely not.
Yes.
Let's say at the same time. One, two, three.
Yes.
No way would ever anyone.
Would totally let him put it in my
ass. I'll say ass. I'll say ass with you.
Yes. I'll say ass with you.
And then the last one that I put on this list as kind of a wild card is Regé Jean Page, who is the lead in Bridgerton. That like hot. You know who I'm talking
about. The first,
about.
The Duke. Whoa, he's a hunk. Picture. He's a Hollywood hunk.
We haven't seen much from him since Bridgerton.
Yeah.
So like, I don't know, but I feel like there's a lot of potential.
He better
for
pop.
Hunkness. Like, he's a gorgeous. You don't remember this person?
Oh yes, that guy is extremely sexy.
Yeah.
Wait, Idris Elba.
Old.
He's
OG
like
hunk.
50.
I have him in our OG list.
Oh, he looks so good.
He looks so good. And do yourself a favor and Google Idris's wife.
So hot.
No.
Hot damn.
So
God,
hot.
I don't even know what to do on a date with Idris Elba. I'd be like, yeah. Look at me. Look at you. Look at me. Looking
blue
at you.
Skidoo.
Me and Idris would be blue skidooing all over that hotel room. I'll tell you what.
I feel like there's another hunk that's coming to my brain.
Paul Mescal.
Well, yeah.
But is he a hunk or is he like...
I think that line
is
blurred.
Because there's a difference that between hot. Like, he's
hot. What about
hot,
Kit Harington?
No, they're over.
I think he's not. I think his like renaissance is done.
Yeah, there's the whole Game of Thrones cast. Their stars have burned.
Oh,
have burned out.
God.
Everyone is from the Game of Thrones world. No one has been able to establish a career.
Well,
it ended so badly.
I think it's all, we know why. It's Emilia Clarke's eyebrows buried everyone's career.
We actually have sort of a investigation about that in a past
episode. Seriously. Okay, so
I feel like this is what I would love our listeners to do. If you know, or if you think of any up-and-coming hunks,
please let us know so we can do an expose.
I think the result of this investigation is we're in a drought.
Maybe because the Hollywood hunk needs to evolve. It's not, we don't want it to become more indie boy. So what are some qualities of a Hollywood hunk?
Big muscles.
Big ass muscles ass.
That's
huge ass.
That's necessary. You could be, here's my problem
it's
with Timothée Chalamet, is you could be a skinny skater boy, but you better be ripped under your t-shirt. Do you know what I mean?
That is
you
so
could be
true.
Skinny ripped. You can't just not be ripped. This is
Hollywood, baby.
This isn't Philadelphia.
All right.
This isn't the middle
this
of goddamn nowhere.
This isn't drama school, baby. Okay.
Okay.
Are you kidding me? This is Hollywood Central.
This is Central Hollywood, Hollywood Hills.
You're filming shit in Burbank, baby.
Baby.
Okay? You're going to want to have some, because any normal guy in any TV show, if you went up to them and lifted up their shirt, washboard abs, okay? And I hate to say it, it's just the rules of the
game,
boys.
That's the rules of the game. If women have to be starving, then you have to have
then
abs.
Then you have to eat what
that's
they don't eat and get
law.
Really jacked. All right?
That's a lot. I want you going back Taylor Lautner days. When he would give an interview when he was getting ripped for Twilight. Twilight's on the mind, obviously.
It is.
And he would
when
say, I
been?
Carry around Ziploc bags of chicken breast and eat every second of my life. If you're not doing that,
you
lose your SAG card. That's what I feel.
Here's what I'm also going to say. I believe in unabashedly, you're in Hollywood, you got to be sexy. Okay? That's the job. It's about being extremely sexy so we can fantasize about hooking up with you.
It's about being watchable.
That's the whole fucking thing.
Which brings us back.
If I wanted drama, I'd go fucking start shit. Okay? I'd go out on those streets and I'd start shit. I watch TV, music, drama. Okay, for the hot bodies.
There's
okay?
so little cock and balls and abs in Hollywood right now that I had to go to the goddamn ballet. That's what's happening. That's what's happening to our culture
that's
and to
disgusting.
Our society. That's disgusting.
That's disgusting. Wake up.
We watched the Willy Wonka trailer.
It fucked me up. I think he's bad.
It was such a raging disaster.
He sounds like, it's almost like in high school when you do high school theater. Shout out you Gleeks.
Hey, Gleeks.
Shout out, you fucking Gleeks. I love you, loser!
Losers forever till graduation!
We all know, like, in high school, when, like, they can't keep casting the best person for the role because everybody's getting, like, upset.
Yeah, yeah.
Because clearly one kid...
The one guy.
Yeah, one guy. He's, like, clearly an actor, and he can actually do it. Yeah. And so they just... And then one season, they throw up another guy, and you're like, why the hell is this guy playing Jean Valjean when he can't even
hold a note? Here's what bothers me in cinema overall. If everyone else has an English accent and the lead has a NYU squirrely boys accent, he didn't even try to do an English accent. Everyone, it's set in England.
Everyone well, Willy Wonka's not English.
Well, then why is the first person who spoke literally like talking like this?
So you want to be a chocolate maker?
So you want to be a chocolate maker, Willy Wonka? See much aspiration for one boy. And then he's like, I want to make chocolate.
I really... Well,
where are we?
My biggest problem in this goddamn world is that Willy Wonka... Listen, Timothy, you're a great boy. You did a great job in every other movie. Dune, you crushed it. Oh my God, you crushed it. Call Me By Your Name. You changed the game, baby doll. I gotta say... Yeah, to play Willy Wonka, you need pizzazz, okay? You need a little razzle-dazzle roly-poly.
Razzmatazz.
You need to have it.
He doesn't have it factor in this.
He definitely can be an intimate character who weeps next to a fireplace, and we're all sold. We're buying that,
and
all right?
I'm sorry, Willy Wonka's fucking gay.
He's the biggest gay lord on earth.
That's a gay guy.
Look at him and look at the beginning of the original Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
He's literally fruiting around sucking off guys.
He is acting like a bona fide fruitcake, unlimited gobstopper, more like unlimited cock and balls in his ass. Okay.
That's a gay guy. His name's fucking Willy Wonka.
Okay,
that's not
sucking cocks abroad.
Literally. He's literally studying abroad making chocolate for fucking quiz.
So this is what this is what I'm saying. Okay, this is you know he's gay because at the very beginning of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate, when he makes his reveal, and remember he like hobbles out and like
my shoes squeaked. It's literally drag.
Yeah, remember when he's like hobbling out and then he trips into a front row and goes, "Hello!" I do that. Okay.
That's drag. That is Bob the drag queen. You know who should have been Willy Wonka? Sasha
Bob
Fierce.
The drag queen.
The fact that they cast that little twinkie straight guy somehow, that's a big gay
honestly,
guy role.
Honestly, hear me out. Harry Styles would have been better, I think.
Oh,
because
no,
Harry,
he was so... I would have... If I didn't watch Don't Worry, Darling, I would have said
well,
yes.
Well, just because I can see that he's got a little bit of like a...
He's got pizzazz. You know who should have been that?
Zac Efron?
No. That... Whoa.
No.
Whoa, though.
Whoa, though. No.
No, but whoa, though.
But whoa, though. It should have been... what's the classic gay guy who's straight? Who played Wolverine...
Hugh Jackman?
Hugh Jackman is Willy Wonka,
why do you
obviously.
Think he's gay? He's married to a woman.
Because it's like Hollywood lore. Plug in, bitch.
Plug in,
you,
bitch.
And you say you're on Reddit.
Oh. We have to wrap up.
I'm refusing.
Zach?
Because I need to say...
Don't start with me.
I need to say...
He just looked at you and said,
No.
You're not going to be able to bite me when I'm bleeding out if you keep this
up. Okay,
so
okay, what?
You know
right
who,
now?
One, real quick, you know who would have been a better Willy Wonka?
Yeah.
Like Katy Perry, honestly.
Oh my, Orlando Bloom.
Nah.
There's something there.
That's a Hollywood hunk.
But no, he's
no more.
OG.
He's old.
Okay, we have to go.
Old like such
we
a
have to, we
old.
Have to go.
We have to
okay,
go.
Okay. So guys. Hey guys.
But Katy Perry in drag as a guy, as Willy Wonka.
In guy drag with like a little nooses cap being like, hey, I'm a guy over
I'm
here.
I'm a guy. Can't you see that I want to make chocolate?
I really think anybody else would have been better at that part. I feel it's almost embarrassing.
It's a disaster.
It's embarrassing to watch.
So do we have a surrogate of the week?
We do have a surrogate of the
week.
Oh,
we do. And we have a big apology to go
with.
We
do have. So our surrogate of the of the week is Rob Nunes.
Rob DM'd us today to say what the fuck because we couldn't think of his name.
Yeah.
After I looked up his name to put in the thing, he DM'd us moments later, which was a crazy coincidence.
Rob, could have saved me
a bit of admin.
Rob,
we're so sorry because you don't understand that you're like the highlight of our life for making that Twitter.
I look at that Twitter sometimes when I'm feeling blue and catch this, I start feeling yellow, and yellow is the color of happiness.
One of the funniest tweets that he did is when you said, "What's that kind of pasta that's just dots?" And then it says pause, and I say, "Rice." That I look at that all. It's in my favorites folder.
I gotta say, we love you so much,
Rob.
If you ever come to the city, catch this.
We'll take
literally
you to lunch.
Take you to lunch. Sweet greens on Gabby.
Should have saw that coming.
Sweet greens on Gabby, hands down.
I have two different Dunkin' Donuts gift cards in my wallet right now,
with
Rob.
With your name on it. And so you're the surrogate of the week. And I just wanted to do this since you were also the surrogate last week, technically, even though we got your name wrong. I'm gonna act out this little part. So imagine Robbie is my husband.
Robbie, baby.
We're nuzzled up against a fireplace. It's winter. It's out there. He's like, oh, it's so good. I'm like, oh my god. And then some music's playing on a record player.
Mm.
Okay, it's Billie Holiday. I look at Robbie. That's my nickname for him.
Robbie, baby.
And I go, let's have another baby.
Fuck yeah. Rob, that is fucking good.
Let's have another baby. He goes,
baby.
Are you crazy? And I go,
sent the last one off to school.
Boarding school.
They're like four. We're finally empty nesters after four months.
4 months. After 4 months.
Gone. With the wet nurse.
After 4 months with that wet nurse, I don't know if I could do it again. That was so much work.
That was so much work.
She would come in at all hours of the day, noon, and then noon again the next day.
The baby's starving. Rob, we love you so much, and open your legs. Here comes the baby.
Because we're going to figure it out.
We'll get you pregnant until we will keep trying.
So here at La Podcast, all of our surrogates, we'll just keep trying until something happens. So
more cerveza.
More cerveza.
And
that's our La Podcast Labs catchphrase.
More cerveza. Guys, we're going to move over to our Patreon. If you haven't heard about the Patreon, get with the times. That is where we talk about the girl cinematic universe, girl jail, girl heaven, girl hell, Skyloft, which is kind of like Delta Club.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of updates going on in there. And
there's a lot of big shit.
There's a lot of big shit going down. And we also are soon to be exploring Guy World.
Soon to be exploring Guy World, which is another planet a girl scientist just discovered.
Just discovered.
It's Earth adjacent. Girl Earth adjacent.
Yeah.
Okay? On a planet, and it looks like shit.
It looks like shit.
It's like their Mother Nature like is not good at organizing stuff, so flowers are just like on the
Father
ground.
I mean, Father Nature? Imagine the disaster.
It's Father Nature. Like, there's flowers just like all the flowers, instead of like a beautiful prairie, it's just like crumpled up in the corner. Yeah. And you're like, what the hell is this?
Yeah, the mountains are just like wet towels, like moldy. There's just a bunch of mice in like a pile, you know?
Yeah, and you're going over here and you're like, this river is like, it's all dried up. And they go, yeah, it just like stopped. And
we don't know where it comes from.
We don't know where it comes from. And I just decided that I could live like this.
I'm good. They're all like, it hasn't rained in a couple of years, but I'm good.
No civilization, just a bunch of mattresses on the ground. That's Guy World.
That's really good.
And sheds. Tool sheds. They make tool sheds.
Okay, so we'll see you over there at patreon.com/lapodcastpodcast. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe on YouTube.
Follow, comment.
Be nice.
Be nice, please.
Be nice, please.
If you have nothing nice to say, say it on our YouTube.
Say it on our YouTube and nowhere else, because that's where the mean comments go.
We want to funnel all the mean ones to YouTube because it's fun.
It's fun.
It's a fun watch.
I love when people decide if being gay is a crime or not on our comment section.
My favorite thing is lastly the comment section of YouTube when you just posted, or I posted the clip of you just being like, Zach, I think you're awesome. And someone was like, fuck, anyone could just shoot their BS takes.
It's not a take to think my friend is awesome.
Yeah, like I'm like, ouch. Okay.
Big ouch.
That's like a take that is BS.
Hot take. Zach's just okay. Pwned.
Wings.
And that reminds me of Zach.
You insulting Zach, me just reminded me that you have to compliment me.
You're right. Zach, hey.
What's going on?
You're more than just okay. You're fantastic. You are electricity incarnate. You're a guy with wings that had to be cut off at birth because it would have been too much on top of a perfect body that doctors assumed
for
you would
have.
For
my single yeah. mother.
Exactly. It would have been too much of a handful. Yeah. You're a handful in the best way. You're a handful.
I'm a handful. Intellectually, mouth-wise.
Remember when I said Michelin star taste? Yeah. You. That's you. You are Gordon Ramsay good, bitch.
Bitch.
You deserve to be at the top. Spindle of a tower locked up forever because your beauty is too much for this world.
I want that for me.
The peasants can't see you or else they'll revolt.
Because they'll know that something can be greater than the hell they live. I get it. I really get that.
You're a double-decker cake, baby. Done.
Literally A plus, if you ask me. Gabby Bryan, you'll know that old tale. You all know that old tale of Rumpelstiltskin.
This is like the third time you brought up Rumpelstiltskin during my wings. Like, are you mad at me?
No, because I think you're the girl who spins gold from hay to gold. So I'll pick another fairy tale. We all know the Brothers Grimm story. There is a storyline. Okay.
Brothers
you know
Grimms.
The Brothers Grimm?
Yeah.
There is an old story. I think maybe I've mentioned this before. The mouse, the bird, and the sausage.
Oh, yeah.
I've said it?
I don't know on the podcast, but I remember you saying some... Something sort of like this.
Okay. This is what happened. There's a book in the storytelling. In Grimm's,
this is going to get to me being amazing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. It's Grimm's Fairy Tales. Okay. And it's about three roommates. A bird. Okay. And his job is to fetch the kindling for the fire. There's a mouse. His job is to boil the water. Okay. And then the sausage, the third roommate, whose job is to get in the water, spin around a little bit to give it some flavor. Okay.
Yeah.
They live perfectly and in harmony.
Yeah.
And then one day. The bird is out chirping his ass off.
Literally his ass off.
And then another bitchy ass bird goes, isn't it crazy that you guys do the same thing every day? Don't you get bored? I would get
bored.
Flies away. I'd get bored, flies away.
Oh, that's me.
Literally that bird freaked out, literally had a lot of internal freaking out, spiraled, went home, had a meeting and was like, guys, I think tomorrow we need to switch jobs. They all switch jobs.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now it's the bird's job to boil the water. Okay. Now it's the sausage's turn to go get kindling, okay? And now it's the mouse's job to get in the water, swirl her around a little bit for some flavor. A disaster ensues, okay?
Yeah.
They all die.
Yeah.
Okay? Because the bird boils water. It's a bird. It gets trapped. It falls into the water, drowns. It can't swim, okay? Then the mouse, still hungry, gets into the water boiled from the night before, can't get out because he dies.
Yeah.
Then that sausage, don't know how,
gets
goes
by
all the way and gets eaten by that very same bird.
That bird is awesome. The one who started all the drama.
You, my girl, are she. Okay? You know what you want and you exploit other people's
kind.
Yeah. And I love you. Okay?
Yeah.
You literally look at situations and you go, how can this benefit me, my community, my best friends, my family?
And no one
and
else.
And no one else. But that's selfless. You know what I mean? I just said your community. You actually, and I'm not even kidding, have a heart of gold. And I think that you would do anything for the people you care about. Even murder. And I'm dead serious.
I get that.
That.
Yeah, no, I get it. And finally, Lizzie,
yes.
You rock. Can't wait to meet your kid.
Okay.
Carlos. Wait, what was his name?
Carmichael.
Lizzie.
Yeah.
I can't wait for the moment after I bite the baby out and look at you and go, sorry.
Sorry, I went a little crazy.
And I look down and go, what did you do?
You look down and go, it's completely flat.
And it was all a trick. You gave her a tummy tuck.
It was all a tummy tuck. You were never pregnant.
You were never pregnant. We manipulated you. It's like Munchausen's.
Oh my god!
To think that you were pregnant. And
all
really,
good.
We were just
I'm
literally
trying to eat
you up.
No. Lizzie.
Yeah.
Every time I breathe the same air as you.
Yeah.
I go, what a gift. This is delicious.
Yum, yum.
Okay.
They say
in old Greek fables that gods breathe a different air. Okay. It's called ether.
Oh, my God.
Okay. And that's what
radiates
out of you.
Oh, ether.
Ether.
Ether, the fifth element. Ether.
I hardly know her.
It's what binds the four elements together, making life on this planet. Girl, I love you.
I love you. I love you.
Girl, I love you too.
Girl, I love you too.
Girl, I love you too.
And that's enough.
And now we're going over to the Patreon. Bye, everyone. Bye.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.